Downtown Berlin was abuzz on Saturday as locals and visitors came together to celebrate the title Coolest Small Town in America. As people walked into the heart of downtown in the celebration, they were met with a moon bounce for the kids, face painting, live music, bagpipes, an array of food and beer options. In every direction and on every street, there were people laughing, dancing, and celebrating the new title and taking in the gorgeous 70-degree weather and sunshine. Jessica Hearn, a Powellville local, was one of the people enjoying herself at the event, speaking highly of her favorite small town.
Everybody needs to come and see it. The historic value, the food here is amazing. Their bars, their shops, everything here is just a wonderful small town for a day getaway.
For the local business owners, the title is exciting and happily welcomed. They hope that by bringing the national spotlight to an already thriving area, it'll bring more people in from the area, as well as people from outside the Eastern Shore and Maryland altogether. Debbie Freeney, owner of Victorian Charm, said she has already seen more people from outside the area coming in, even during the off-season.
We've had some people from local areas like Dagsboro and all who live close to come, but then they haven't come yet. They've said, you know what, here's a nice day, why don't we drive down, see what all the commotion's about, and, you know, with Berlin, once they come once, they'll come back.
One town official says that with winning the Coolest Small Town title, it can be expected that Berlin will experience anywhere from 10 to 40% increase in overall business. Like many others, John Fager, who owns the Atlantic Hotel, was not surprised by the new title, saying that Berlin has made a lot of progress over the years in the addition of restaurants, shops, and festivals.
Everybody here is thrilled. We beat out whoever other 10 towns that were up, and Berlin's come a long way in the last 10 years, last 5 years, even the last 3 years. Lots of restaurants, interesting shops, a lot of art, music, and festivals, you know, and I think it has made Berlin very cool.
Maryland Wine Bar owner Deborah Everett describes multiple events held throughout the year.
Almost every month we have some kind of community event, whether it's the Fiddler's Convention, Oktoberfest, the bathtub races, the jazz festival. So I think that draws a lot of people into town.
With a multitude of events and festivals, and its close proximity to Ocean City and Astigue Island, the 4,500-person town is known far outside its own borders. And not just for its beautiful historic buildings and scenery, but also for the kind-hearted nature of the community. Mayor G. Williams.
Many of the reporters commented to me, and they were expecting everyone to talk about the physical aspects of Berlin, the ambiance, the buildings, the historic nature, image. But what people talked about was the attitude, sense of cooperation, the sense of optimism, and the sense that we're actually in this together.
Berlin wasn't always such a strong and lively community, though. In the 60s and 70s, like many other small towns, things took a turn for the worse. There were more stores closed and boarded over than there were open, and the city was struggling. So in an attempt to save their town, the idea of revitalization became key. The Atlantic Hotel became the anchor of rebuilding the town to its former historic glory. The business community stopped thinking of each other as competitors, but as allies, sending each other business when they can.
You all are very good competitors. You're making it in a small town with a lot of competition all around. Nobody here needs to have any more lessons on how to compete. What I want you to concentrate on is how can we cooperate and help each other. We had the discussion. We talked about it. I said, stop worrying about if the business next door has made $25 more than you did today or $100 more today or had one of their best days ever. Celebrate that fact.
By the end of the day, hundreds of people have filled the streets, waiting in line for vendors, crowding around the stage, dancing to live music, and enjoying the beautiful weather in support of a great community. This is Erin McKibben for Delmarva Public Radio.